Chapter 9, Israel. Now let us look a little more at the life of Jacob, and how God changed his name into Israel. We left him with his uncle Laban, where he minded the sheep and goats. He stayed there 20 years, and God had made him rich in cattle and servants and camels and asses. And now God told him to return to his own country and promised to be with him. So Jacob took his family and all his goods and left Laban. But on his way back, he heard that his brother Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men. How this must have made Jacob afraid, because he knew his brother was angry with him. What then did Jacob do? First, he divided all his company into two parts, so that if Esau attacked one of them, perhaps the other would escape. But he knew that was not enough, and so he prayed to God that he would deliver him from the hand of his brother Esau. He also sent a present to his brother, of goats and sheep and camels and other cattle. These he sent on first to try to please Esau before he met him. So Jacob came on last, and as he was left alone in the night, there came an angel and wrestled with him. Then when the daylight began to come, the angel said to Jacob, "Let me go." But Jacob said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." So the angel, who was God in the likeness of a man, blessed Jacob and said to him that his name should no more be called Jacob, but Israel. This means a prince of God, and Jacob was given this name to show that he had power with God and had prevailed with God to bless him. Now that Jacob had got such a sweet answer to his prayer, he did not mind going forward to meet his brother, as he knew God would protect him and his family. So when he came to Esau, he found that Esau met him kindly and kissed him and embraced him. And Jacob said that his brother's face was as if he saw the face of God, because he could see in Esau's smile such a clear answer to his prayer. Then Esau received all the presents that Jacob had sent him, and they were at peace with each other. Jacob felt that he deserved that Esau should be angry with him, and no doubt he had confessed this to God when he prayed to be saved from Esau. This shows that in the time of trouble and difficulty, we have need to pray to God and to confess where we have been wrong, and he has promised to deliver. Then Esau returned to his own land, which was called Edom. But Jacob went up again to the place where God had blessed him at the first. This was called Bethel, which means the house of God. There God met him again and blessed him once more and told him again that his name was now to be Israel. After a time, Jacob came back to his dear old father, Isaac, and how pleased he must have been to see his son again. How much they had to tell each other of the goodness of God to them, and how glad would Isaac have been to hear that Jacob and Esau were now at peace. But soon the good old man died, and both of his sons, Esau and Jacob, came to bury him. Now here are some texts about Jacob or Israel. Genesis chapter 32 tells us of Jacob's return, and how God blessed him and changed his name to Israel. And in Genesis 35, you may read that Jacob came back to Bethel And God again called him Israel. And then his father Isaac died. See if you can find the chapter in the book of Hosea, which speaks of Jacob, and the verse in which the man who came to wrestle with him is called an angel.